Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Hello and good morning. Oh, happy day. We made it. It's Thursday, and it is raining here in Alabama. I don't know if you can hear it pouring down on my car. I apologize if that is in the background, but you guys know that I record in my car as soon as I pull up into work and before I go in. That's why I get here so early, so I can do my podcast from my car. You know, it's the only time that I seem to be able to fit it in or be able to do it. So this is, you know, I would love to be able to have more time and a set schedule and to prepare better and put on a better show, to even do videos. I would love to be able to do that, like Kelly J. Keen or Megyn Kelly. Now, of course, I'm no Megyn Kelly. That's for damn sure. I'm not trying to compare myself to her. I'm talking about providing video content on a regular basis, like every day. That would be fun. I think that would be fun to do. But, you know, got to make some money. Got to make a living. Right? Don't we all? So, I scanned the news this morning and I really didn't find anything that I wanted to talk about. Not really. I know, that's hard to believe. And last night I felt like a little depressed. I felt like I was, you know, get on here and I talk on the podcast and I'm just talking in the dark here, talking in the wind. I know you guys are listening. I know you are. But I feel like I'm all alone and Hee-Haw the Viking, he said, it feels like you're alone, but we're all just spread out. It would be helpful if we could, you know, meet in person on a regular like that. But we are spread out, aren't we, all over the country, which I know I'm not alone. It just feels like it sometimes, especially when with the trans cult issue that I am on a rampage about these days. I just feel like nobody's talking about it anymore. Granted, I know we have a lot of things going on right now in the world, in the United States, that need to be talked about, like all these college campuses. That's all you hear, which you should be hearing about. It's ridiculous. I just can't believe it that we have little terrorists running around on college campuses, ignorant. They're ignorant. You know, are they ignorant or are they evil? Which one is it? Or are they a little bit, I mean, can you be ignorant and evil? These little freaking terrorist Jew haters. That's what they are. They're little Nazis. Can we just call it what it is? Can we just do that and say, instead of saying, oh, they're just protesters, that's college kids, they're doing what they do? No, this is something completely different. Completely different. Now, that's the reason I'm not talking about it. I don't know a lot about it. Plus, you're already going to hear about it on the mainstream media. That's all you hear all day long. And we've kind of forgotten about the border. The border is secure. It's kind of fallen by the wayside, hasn't it? You haven't heard anything about that lately. And then, of course, the trans issue has even moved down even further. So all this stuff, all this agenda is being pushed through while you're being, look at the college kids over here. So it's just a bunch of crap, is it? Is it not? So anyway, I just kind of get tired of talking about it and I just went off on a tangent there. Sorry. So I don't even know how to transition into this, into a more personal aspect of things in life that's going on with me. You know, I've had a couple of health issues arise that I, you know, my heart was a little, okay, I don't even want to get into it. Needless to say, I am feeling much better, much, much better. And here's why. You ready? Get a pencil, get a pen and write this down. You ready? Stop eating Frosted Mini Wheats every morning for breakfast. My God, I quit eating Frosted Mini. Now, see, I thought it was healthy. I thought it was fiber. I didn't eat a whole lot. It was a small bowl with a little bit of milk and a banana. But let me tell you, since I stopped eating it, I took the opportunity when I had to get my colonoscopy, when I did that fast. So I took the opportunity, since I fasted and cleaned out my system, to not put any stuff back in it that would be crappy for me. So I quit eating the Frosted Mini Wheats. And let me tell you, I am no longer bloated and puffy. I feel so much better. I feel healthy again. I feel like I did 4 years ago, if that makes any sense. I just feel better feel like pre-COVID better, pre-COVID era better. I felt, you know, when 2020 came around, I felt like I was the fittest I could be. I was working out all the time. I was doing my CrossFit in my garage gym. I mean, I thought I was, you know, pretty fit for my age back then at 4 years ago. And then all of a sudden, I just fell off of everything when COVID happened. And some health issues arose and stuff like that. But I am feeling so much better now. And I don't know if it's just because I stopped eating frosted mini wheats or what. It just seems like it. Anyway, I am blathering on and on. So I hope you guys are going to have a great Thursday today. The rain is finally tapering off. Thank goodness. Okay, this is going to be a short one. Very short. It's only been 5 minutes. So let's go ahead and find the question of the day. Did I get any movie? Yeah, I did get a couple movie quotes. I think Mr. Sean's quoted The Godfather. And then Wilted Lily, I believe, quoted The Princess Bride, which was that makes me want to go watch The Princess Bride. I haven't watched that in a long time. So thank you, Wilted Lily. Let's see. Oh, question of the day. Okay, before we get to that, again, I'm going to beg you guys and please go catch up on Kelly J. Keene's videos. Just pick one of them. Just pick one. I just love her videos. I have been devouring them. I go to her playlist called Turf Talk Tuesday, and I started from the beginning. Started with Turf Talk Tuesday number one, and it's fun to watch. And that was like a year ago or so. But it's fun to watch her, how she grew and how she evolved over the year, just in 1 year, how much she's changed and grown. Also, to listen to these callers that call in, it is terrifying and amazing how fast, again, I've said this before, how fast we have gone down this trans cult with people being fired from their jobs, people quitting their jobs because of it. It's horrendous. Okay. But I would also maybe go to her channel and search for Ultras Assemble. Look at that one. She goes through the Joe Biden White House. I know I've said this before, but please go watch it. So I'll shut up about it. Okay. Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. All right. Question of the day. I promise. Question of the day. Okay. Here's the question of the day. If you started a podcast, what would your subject be, your niche, or what would your focus be, and what would you name it? What would your title of your podcast be? That is the question of the day. So there you go. Thanks for listening to me ramble on and on. I do appreciate every one of you. Mr. Sean's Boy Blob, Giblets, Wilted Lily, thank you so much for continuing to listen, and especially sharing the content out on Twitter with quoting me. That cracks me up especially when you quote me. That just cracks me up to no end because it's out of context and it's so funny. It makes me giggle. So thank you so much. Hee Haw Viking, thank you for listening. I know you listen too. Okay. I hope I didn't forget anybody. All right. Thanks. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? What's that?
We're not a democracy!